Falcon Houston over.
Go ahead.
Roger, Al's going to give you a call on Simplex Alpha out now.
Okay, thank you.
Falcon, this is Houston. Al's been calling you.
Half ready yet. Okay, Adaro Falcon, you must be on the other side of the mountain. Then we'll just stand by till you get over, because you're always broken over there on the other side. Hi, Adaro the Falcon, how are you? Endeavor Falcon, you're broken. How's this? Okay, we'll wait till you get closer overhead so you get past the mountain. How are things going up there? Get lots of good data? Yeah, we are too. We're got a little over 100 pounds today. Got up the side of the mountain, got a good look around. Things are going real well. Oh man, it was super, just super. We got some great pictures for you. Yeah, I'll tell you, I hope we can see these rover tracks because out front of the limb here, it looks like a freeway.
Yeah, I bet it does. Go you collect another bunch of rocks tomorrow and bring them home.
Okay, make a nice little place for them.
Yeah, we'll make place for whatever you bring home.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I'll throw my soap down, will you? And my spoon.
Forget something, Jim?
I really need my soap.
Don't mind if I use it, do you? Well, I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but I might tonight.
I suggest you wait until tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it will pay for us all to do that tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I
speaking
to
a pretty
shady yesterday.
How are they holding up?
Very well.
I understand the rover is doing fine.
Well, the rover is doing absolutely good. Going up the side of that mountain. Like a 60-degree
curve. Sounds great.
Yeah, but it's really a super
long trip. Okay, I'll turn camera off, please.
Okay. Falcon Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, we've seen water usage in the last few minutes. Can you confirm that this is a Pliss refill?
That's correct. We're 9 minutes into the 10-minute refill.
Roger, beautiful. Thank you. And we have two other items for you here. I have some liftoff times when Jim's ready to copy, and I'd like to reinforce for your considerations Dick's comments on sleep time. We have a hard limit down here of 7 hours from the time you crawl into the hammocks until the time we can figure on you arising to start activities tomorrow, if you understand.
Yeah, Roger. I think we're making some time up. We're in pretty good shape. We're almost finished with dinner, and we've got one Pliss just now finishing its recharge, and the suits are all sewed, and we've sewed some of the rocks, so we're in pretty good shape.
Okay, and the sooner you can call me to say that you're in the hammocks, that's fine with me.
Understand your problem.
We'd like you to delay turning off the laser altimeter and closing the covers